Hilchos Tshuva, Shir number 39. Erev Yom Kippur. In the day of Yom Kippur, both we have a mitzvah of vidui. It's a special vidui. It's not like the normal vidui we have the whole year, that if someone does a avera, he needs to do tshuva, and one of the four parts of tshuva is vidui, to express himself and to verbally speak out and say, I chotasi, avisi, pashati, I sinned and I did this averas. Comes the day of Yom Kippur, and the day of Erev Yom Kippur, and we have a special mitzvah, like the Gemara teaches us in Gemara Yume, and the Rambam brings it down, and all the Rishonim bring it down, lehalacha, that there was a special mitzvah of Vidui. Why? What's so special in Vidui Yom Kippurim? And as we see, that we say much longer Viduim, right? The older Al-Chaitz, and the Yom Kippur himself, we say 10 times Vidui, Osham Nubaganu. What's so special about Vidui from Yom Kippur? So there was a part from the Rishonim that explained that because every time that you do tshuva, you need to say vidui. Like the Rambam brings down that that's mitzvah to say of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is that when you return and come back and stop doing the averas, it's not enough, okay, so till now I did avera, from now on I'm not going to do more averas. No more averas. It's not enough. You need also to say vidui. It's... think about it like you did something wrong to a friend, something bad, and now there is one part is stopping to do it, regretting what I did, but it's not enough to ask for forgiveness, to come back to the friend and say, I did a mistake, I was wrong, and I'm sorry. And that's vidui. That's vidui is also to come and to stand in front of Hashem and to say the vidui. Now, always, every avere that needs to tshuva, every tshuva needs to be together with vidui. The kiyum for mitzvah tshuva, the gemer tshuva, the end of tshuva, when the tshuva is done and ended and lemaise, it's only when there is also vidui. So what happens in Yom Kippur? That Yom Kippur we know that ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to clean us up from all the averes. And Yom Kippur mechaper lashavim. That's what Chachomim say. It's machloikas, Chachomim and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If Yom Kippur is mechaper only if you do tshuva, or also even if you don't do tshuva. And so you need to do tshuva like it's supposed to be. Even not... lechachomim, that you need tshuva to be miskaper Yom Kippurim, also Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi, that says that Yom Kippur mechaber even if you don't do tshuva, afilu lesheinam shavim, it's the Tosfos Rosh and Shavuos and the Tosfos Yeshonim and Yume say that it's not a kapora shleima, not a kapora gmuro. If you want the kapora, should be a old kapora and that shouldn't bring problems like Churban Beis Hamikdash, so you need to do a kapore with tshuva. Tshuvas, your kippur should be mechaper with tshuva, because only then it's b'shleimus. Only then the kapore is like it's supposed to be. That's why comes the day of Yom Kippur, so we say tshuva, we're doing tshuva, and we're saying vidui, and then Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper on us. So when is the time to do it? If you'll do it a week before, what's going to happen with the averes from this week? The Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. So that's why we say the vidui the last day, Erev Yom HaKippurim, in the Yom HaKippurim himself, and then it's mechaper on us. The Rabbeinu Yoina, in twice, in Shari Tshuva, also in Shar Dalet, also in Shar Beis, explains that there was a special mitzvah. When the Pasuk tells us, Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem lechaper letaher eschem, it's a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will clean us up from all our averes. When it says in the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem titaru, mikol chato yiseichem, Lifnei Hashem titaru, learns Rabbeinu Yoina, it's a tzivui, it's a mitzvah, that in this day of Yom HaKippurim, there was a special mitzvah to do tshuva. So there was also, over there, there was a few explanations, if there was a special mitzvah, Yom Kippur to do tshuva, it could be because like doing tshuva, saying vidui, when you're bringing a korban. Right, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva teaches us that when you bring a korban, you need to say vidui. Now, what happens if someone had a avera of Chilul Shabbos b'shoigeg? So he did tshuva, and now he needs to bring a korban. Chatos, he's bringing the chatos of Beis Hamikdash. When they going to shecht the chatos and to do the korban, so he needs to come and say again vidui. Why? Because the kapare of the korban is together with the vidui. The words from the Rishonim that explain the same thing is also Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper, it's like a korban. But the korban needs to have, together with him, also a mitzvah of vidui, he should be mechaper. So there was a special tshuva and a special vidui from Yom HaKippurim. There is more shittas and rishonim to explain why it's so important, this vidui and Yom HaKippurim, but we're not going to speak about it now, just what's has to do with us is Erev Yom HaKippurim to say vidui, and then comes Yom Kippur himself and to say the viduim, and to know that with saying the viduim we mechayim a mitzvah, and that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to hear us, he wants to see our regret and our averes, to hear the words of the vidui that we're saying, and to see the Kabbalah al-Osid that we accept upon us. And that's the way that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper on us, and we should come out from Yom Kippur clean and pure, like we never sinned before, like the Sgula of Kaporas Yom HaKippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help us to Kaporas Shleima, Geula v'Yeshua.